Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So death.
So much has been going on, and you can tell
so much has happened in the past couple of weeks, but, you know, let's just be grateful and thankful that we're here. So how have you been?
I've been pretty good. I recently just got a new job, and I'm really excited. Tomorrow, my UGG slippers are finally supposed to come in the mail. I've been wanting a pair forever, and I finally bought a pair. They're the most comfortable. I don't know if you've ever wore UGGs or not, Crush, but these slippers, it sounds weird, a guy buying UGGs, but these are the most comfortable things that they could possibly make. I'm being dead serious.
Wow. Yeah, I've never owned a pair of UGGs ever before in my life. So I'm going to take your word for it.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited for it. Now I just got to hope it actually gets here tomorrow.
You're, all right, you ready for them UGGs, aren't you? Shoot, like a crackhead.
Oh, yeah.
Well, as many of you guys may know, you know, Whitney Houston passed away February 11th. A lot of us are still in shock. Last week we did do a tribute to Whitney Houston on Real Talk, so you can go back in the archives and check and listen to that show if you like. But, you know, this past weekend, the homegoing service was perfect. DZ, I know you weren't able to check it out, but it's, you can go on YouTube and check a lot of clips out. You know, call in. Lifers, call in. If you have a comment, 760-913-4119, we would love to hear how you felt about watching this homegoing service, Whitney Houston. A lot of people paid tribute. It's very, very emotional, especially towards the end. The part I really couldn't control my flow of tears was when Ray J stood up and touched the casket. And watching Whitney's mother being escorted behind the casket, I mean, I'm getting chills right now just thinking about, you know, replaying the scene and how everything went down as we speak. Like it's still giving me chills. I mean, GD, it's one of those things where, you know, you never think this, like, no matter what Whitney Houston has been through, you would never think that this was her time. She was very young, 48, and a lot of us are still like, we can't believe it. But, you know, outside of some of the drama that popped off, I know there was a situation with Bobby Brown and his family, not an entourage, but he was with his family. But let's continue to pray for everyone, because this felt like we lost a part of the universe. And I want to read a quote that Lauryn Hill made a comment about Whitney Houston's death. And I posted it on Global 14 earlier today, but I want to read it because there's a lot of truth to this, and it makes a lot of sense. So Lauryn Hill said, "Aren't you tired of losing our people?" You know, she's saying this to a crowd, and she's saying, you know, I am. Love your artists. When they falter, hold them accountable, but love them still. You know, people are now showing Whitney Houston the love and respect she should have received throughout her career, through all of it. You know, what do you think about that statement, GZ?
You know, I completely agree with it. And, you know, a lot of truth like that. Like, I feel like a lot of people looked at the bad of Whitney Houston, and, like, the bad things she did, and, you know, the thing is, everyone has their demons in life. And
right. The
thing most about it is, I really respect about her, even though when she was struggling with certain things, she had never lost her faith. She always looked for it to get through whatever she's going through. And there's a lot of truth. She should have been held accountable, you are right, and we really should have loved her, and I feel like a lot of people, you know, she had her problems or whatever, and I feel like they just looked down upon her instead of really helping her out, you know,
right. And
they should have.
Right, and I mean, you know, at this point in time, you know, I've been sitting here thinking, like, you know, who is left that we need to celebrate now? Who's in turmoil? Who is having a hard time? That, you know, this is one of the things where where we can all use Twitter and send a message to someone and say, hey, look, you know, get it together. We love you. We don't want to lose you. And I'm wondering, like, if that will ever happen because, you know, Twitter is very powerful. I don't know. I just hope that, you know, we don't lose anyone else, but definitely this was a loss that a lot of us will be in shock for a very, very long time. So, but either way, you know, like I said, let's continue to pray for all those involved in Whitney Houston's family, definitely. And, you know, let's never forget about Whitney Houston. All right, so tonight we don't have the spill tea tonight. Renita will not be available. But, Jeezy, I know you have a couple of stories, so what do you have for us tonight?
My first one, I think this is a very, this is an odd story, Crush. A Texas man was arrested after walking, A grandpa and his granddaughter went to a roller dome, you know, just to enjoy the afternoon, take it in and everything. And when they were walking back, a deputy had stopped them because, here's the thing, his granddaughter was black and the man was white. And there had been a report of a kidnapping in the area of a little black girl. And so the cop stops this guy, and she keeps questioning him and questioning him. And they both say, hey, this is my grandpa, that's my granddaughter, all that. So, you know, the cop goes, all right, go ahead. So the cop, so and, you know, the guy never thought anything of it. He's just walking his walking back home with his granddaughter. So they leave that female deputy, and they continue to walk, and they walk. And then a patrol car comes up behind them, and they draw their guns out and force the guy to the ground. And while this is going on, the granddaughter starts trying to run away. And they think that this guy is kidnapping him and stuff. So they arrest this man and take him back to jail. And they interrogate him, question him. This guy gives them numbers that the cops can call, the cops. And the guy claims that the cops definitely took their sweet time to get a hold of these people to clarify this story and say, hey, yes, you know, this is his granddaughter and all that. So after that, the cops let the guy go because it's finally confirmed that this is his granddaughter. And the guy says the cops were very rude with him. They never even apologized for arresting him on something that's obviously not him and pulling their guns out on this guy. And I don't know about you, but I think that is crazy. Just because, you know, pretty much he's walking his granddaughter.
Right.
And that there was that huge mess up.
Yeah, you know, the problem now is that there's so much going on. People are snatching kids. You know, little girls and little boys are getting raped. And I think so much is happening that maybe some people overreact. But at the same time, you know, that right there was just uncalled for. But, I mean, what do? You know, when we see something and we feel like it's suspicious, you know, if we don't do anything and it was a situation where we should have called and we didn't, we'll feel bad. And then if we call, you know, the police and it wasn't, then you're going to feel bad. So, I don't know. Do you think that's in that situation when you see something like that, and especially in that situation, I mean, what do we do? Especially the racial issue. Anybody can look at it as a racial issue, but, you know, I'm always looking at it like, okay, what is the bigger problem, you know, with so many little kids getting snatched and so many horrible things happening to them? You know, what do we do?
Yeah, you know, and I completely agree with that. And it's not like if a cop asked him, did you kidnap her, it's not like he's going to say, oh, yeah, I did. You know, here you go, have her back. I didn't really want her anyways.
Right.
You know, that's not really going to happen. And a funny side story about that, when you were talking about, you know, reporting something kind of or not, leaving it alone, you know, you don't know when to do something or not. My friend was at a Taco Bell one night. He was with his girlfriend or whatever. And I guess this drunk driver came out of nowhere, almost hit him and sped off. I'm not exactly sure what happened. I read part of it, and then I was talking to him about it. And the guy had went over and told a sheriff what had happened. And guess what the sheriff told him?
What?
If you're that concerned about it, call the cops.
Whoa!
The sheriff did nothing. And I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, my God. No, I'm telling you, it's either we got lazy people out there that don't want to do their damn job, or we just people overdoing it, pretty much.
Oh, I know. They need to find a meet in the middle, evidently.
Well, you know what? This is the life that we're living, and this is the stuff that we got to deal with on a daily basis, and all these stories that we're hearing lately are just crazy. I know I tweeted something earlier about this man raped his 8-year-old niece. And, you know, it's hard. I don't know. It's just so much going on. So much going on in the world right now. It makes you wonder if the world is going to end. But I hate thinking about that. It just really scares me. But if it happens, you know, I guess, you know, there's nothing we can really do about it. You know?
Yeah, you're going to have fun avoiding that one.
Right. Well, thank you, Gigi, for the story tonight. Once again, coming up, we have our special guest, Charlize, on the show tonight. Her latest mixtape is getting crazy reviews. We have played her music on the show. I know I wore out her single, I'm So Ready, with Fat Joe. I'm really excited to have her on the show. What we're going to do right now is go to commercial break, and when we come back, Charlize will be on the line.
Yeah. Coke of the Dawn. Go ahead, girl. You got it going on. From the bottom of your shoes to the Hermes on your own. Woo. You walk mean, it should be a misdemeanor. Moving violation, nigga. Tell me, have you seen us? United Center, we under the shine lights. Somewhere in Vegas, observing the prize fight. So many women to capture, I want them all. A work of art, you deserve to be on the wall, y'all.
Is it tomorrow already? Cause yesterday you ain't long enough. Can we keep it real now instead of cause I wanna feel all your love. Drive home, he's taking me to
on the live. Charisse, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Fine, fine. We're so excited to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you so much. We've been playing
your music for a while now, ever since you dropped your mixtape. And it was a pleasure in being able to get you on the show, since I know you've been really busy. We've seen on Twitter that you've pretty much been real, real busy.
Yeah, I got to stay busy. I got to make it happen so I can get to meet you and speak to you guys live in person. I'm trying to make my rounds.
I know that's right. Well, what we do on Real Talk, we're going to talk about your music a little bit, and then we're going to get into a completely different conversation, and I'm sure you can appreciate that because I'm sure you get asked a lot of the same questions in interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. First of all, let me just say this. Ground Zero, your latest project, is very seductive, very provocative.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the hits on this mixtape remind me of the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
that was actually the direction that I was going for.
Well, it worked. I'm very picky when it comes to music, R&B. I listen to everything, but I'm very picky when it comes to R&B now because, you know, a lot of stuff that's been out there that's been pushed on us, as you could say, is not something that we've been thinking about. Like we're going to think about 2 years from now, not even a couple months after some of these songs come out and people call them hits. But your mixtape has a lot of songs on there that I definitely can say that, you know, I'll be listening to for a long time. So definitely congrats to that. I know it's been a couple years trying to put out this project, but I love it.
Thank you so much. I mean, for me, when I was doing Ground Zero, I wanted to really, like, encompass just what Ground Zero meant for me. And for me, you know, I'm not too old, so a very large bulk of my musical influence came from the 90s and the late 80s. So the feelings that music used to give me when I used to listen to the Monicas and the Brandys and the Mariahs, like, that is very absent in today's music. And I kind of really felt myself, you know, going to Drake to get my R&B fix, and that just wasn't really sitting well with me. So for a while, I was doing what everybody else was trying to do. I was trying to make my music sound not too far left from what was already on radio, you know, just
right,
so it could still carry over on the listeners. But then it kind of defeats the purpose of me being needed in the game if I'm sounding like everybody else. So I just had to
That's really
what made me fall in love with music, and that's R&B and gospel. So, you know, I went
right
the R&B route this time, but who knows? Who knows?
Well, you know what? It's working. I love it. Shout out to Rico Love and Division One, because Rico is actually one of my favorite people. And not to say, okay, I didn't know about Rico Love, but his personality, I mean, you can't get away from Rico's personality at all. And I love what he's doing, especially what he's doing with you. So I'm really glad that you're in good hands. This is good stuff.
Yeah, and I know that when I was working on Ground Zero, because Rico has kind of like gotten himself established as a songwriter, I actually did Ground Zero totally apart from Rico. Like, he didn't really have much part in me creating Ground Zero, because Rico has his sound, and he was actually busy at the time. So I wanted to work on Ground Zero, and our schedules were conflicting. So I buried myself in the studio for a good 3 months, and I wrote the entirety of Ground Zero, with the exception of Love You Right, and I got with a friend of mine. So, you know, big ups to Rico for actually providing me with the opportunity. But Ground Zero, I actually really wanted to establish myself as a songwriter and as a singer, so I did it on my own, the disco vibe.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? That's
yeah. People think he wrote the mixtape. People really think he wrote it, and it's a compliment for me, because Rico's
right
the best. He's one of the number one writers in the game, you know. But
right,
the purpose of me doing that was, in fact, to, you know, establish myself as a songwriter, which I am as much of as I am a singer. So all of the tracks on Ground Zero, you know, I wrote. He wrote "Love You Right" and "All Night Love." Everything else, I wrote.
You know what? That just makes me love you even more, though. Because
thank you.
I did not know. Like, seriously? I had no idea when I ever thought.
Yep, I did, girl. That's all me.
Okay. All right, now, well, you know, you definitely got my support on that one because I believe in hard work. You know, we're going to get into some of that later. We're going to talk about that here in a minute. But what I want to do is get this out the way because, as you know, we lost Whitney Houston. And I want to talk about life tonight because a lot of us were raised on Whitney Houston, and I know Whitney Houston is a major influence in your life. Tell me if you can, because I know a lot of us, we talk about Whitney right now, and we're still in shock, and we still can't believe it. So some things will pretty much make some of us tear up. But just tell me some of your memories listening to her music growing up.
Whitney Houston is and will forever be my favorite singer of all time, and I actually took her passing really, really hard. Like, I never really thought, I imagined that I would, but I never entertained the idea and thoughts of death, especially when someone's here with us. But it did force me, a lot of people kind of ran to YouTube to look up Whitney when they heard of her passing, but I literally watched Whitney Houston YouTube videos every day. Like, every day. So it's always something that I'm going back to. I do my homework in Whitney. I study her poise, her grace, her confidence when she's performing, the effortlessness, that's the word, of her when she's on stage. And
right.
I just made that word up. I know I made it up. But I just really love Whitney for her sassiness, because I'm very sassy. And I just love the way she balanced just being classy and sassy. And I refer to that even in my music because that's who I am. And for me, the memories listening to her, and I'll never forget the song that actually stopped me in my tracks, because I grew up listening to her. She came out in 86. I was born, you know, not too far after that. And
right.
So I grew up listening to her, and she was the only secular artist that I was actually allowed to listen to that was safe.
Oh, really?
Growing up. Yeah, because my parents are pastors, so I used to have to sneak and listen to secular music. But as far as it just being approved off the bat, my parents would allow me to listen to Whitney because I was singing for my talent shows. And the memory, my favorite Whitney memory was I was in the house and I was cleaning up. I was a little girl, and that song, the I Love the Lord, when that came on,
right.
That I Love the Lord. God, oh, my God. I literally scrolled. I dropped the broom. I was like, who? Because I knew Whitney. But I was like, who is this? And the way she could actually transform her voice on every record and just reinvent herself all the time. It's just, she's the voice. She's the voice. And I will talk about Whitney all day, so you might want to just wrap this one up. Oh, when I say I'm a fan, I am a fan. I'm actually singing Whitney tonight. I'm doing a tribute for her in about an hour at the showcase.
Okay.
But she's the love of, I love her. Love her, love her, love her, love her.
Well,
and I will
you
cry
know,
when it's home with you, so.
Yeah. I know. I don't know. Did you catch the whole homegoing service?
Yeah, I did. You know, I actually caught it. I didn't want to watch it. Like, I didn't want to watch the beginning of it because that really took it hard. A lot of people were kind of fake and phony with it on Twitter, like, oh, my God, I'm going through it. We lost Whitney. Like, that was very real for me. So I didn't want to really watch it. And then I turned it on because I just felt like, you know, out of respect, I turned it on. And I watched it for maybe Kevin Costner's speech. And I was happy I watched it at that point because it just, they celebrated her life and they did it the right way. They did it the black church style way. They didn't do it for the media. They didn't sensationalize it. And I just really, really enjoyed it. So, yeah.
And I'm with you on that. And I agree with you. You know, a lot of people falling out and passing out on Twitter. You know, oh, Lord. I'm
I know. You ain't
you
know Whitney like that. Come on.
Right. Right, exactly.
For
Call-in lifers, we are talking about the impact Whitney has had on our lives. Call 760-913-419 to join this conversation. Like I said before, you have been working very hard these past couple years. That was another thing that I read that I was just like, wow, She didn't just pop out of the sky. Mm-hmm. You've been in the game for a minute, and you've been working very hard. I love the fact that you're pushing your project. You're not waiting for people to hand you anything. But mm-hmm. what I want to talk about is, spiritually, what have you learned during this process?
Spiritually, I've learned that I remember it was actually through this process that I feel like, and I don't want to get too deep on you, but you know I'm a preacher's kid, so I go through the word
sometimes.
But you know
this is real talk. You know, it goes down on
talk.
Here.
So good, so we can go there. I truly believe that the first time that I actually heard God speak to me was actually not too long ago, because I used to always ask my dad, well, how does he speak to you? Is it in a deep voice? Like, does he talk to you? Like, you can hear? And I grew up in the church, but I just never experienced it. And I remember being in my bed, and this was actually after my first deal went bad with Judge Jam. And I was just like, why am I working so hard? I'm doing it the right way. I'm not opening up my legs. I'm doing, you know, I'm honoring you. I'm honoring my parents. Like, I'm doing it the right way. I don't understand. And I'm like, you know, I feel like everybody keeps putting me on hold and, you know, closing doors. And I heard as clear as ever. And he was like, you know, you're not on their time. You're on my time. So when he spoke that into my spirit, into my heart, I just, even when I reach my moments of frustration or whatever, I'm just, it's a constant reminder to me that I'm not on anybody else's time. And especially in an industry where everything is about timing, I have to remind myself, and I find comfort in the idea that I'm on his time. I'm not on anybody else's time, no label, no man, no person, and that my faith should just really lie in him. So the number one thing that I've probably learned is that, because if you don't have the faith in this industry, it's a wrap before you even get started. So
Definitely. Okay, yeah. You know, I'm with you on that, because I'm learning that. I just started the show 6 months ago, well, almost 7 months ago, and I was grateful mm-hmm. enough to get the support of Jermaine Dupri. But it's one of those things that you have to stay focused and you have to stay grounded. And however mm-hmm. you choose to do that, either way, that's what you have to do, because you can get sidetracked with the drama and, you know, people trying to demand so much out of you and really are not genuine, you know, so I definitely agree with you. Well, you know, we live in a time where we all are looking to find our own lane. You know, people forget you have to love the life you live, you know, or you just need to change it. You know, you can't really just sit there and say, I like this, but I really like, you know, no, you need to love how you are living, love your life. And changing it means getting off your ass and taking what's yours. You know, it's not changing it. Yeah, not changing your underwear. That's not what it is. It's all about taking what is yours and getting what you deserve. So do you feel like this is where you are today?
Absolutely. I say a lot of times that I wish I knew how to quit sometimes, because the business is so bad, and I think that I remember when I heard our court rumor that Jasmine Sullivan, she didn't want to do music anymore just because of the music business, and I actually feel like she's one of the most underrated artists in the game. I'm truly a fan of her, and it saddened me that the thought of it, that we would actually lose such a phenomenal talent because of people not being in love with the music more than the business. And for me, I'm just in a position where right now I'm truly in love with the music. Music is something that sold me, as cliche as it sounds. It's in me, so no matter how upset I get, it's almost like being in a bad relationship. It's like you know he's no good, you just go back anyway. And it's not that the music isn't any good, it's just that you don't always have it go the way that you want it to go. So it's discouraging when it's something that you're so passionate about. But I'm just on some all or nothing type, because my biggest fear is me quitting before my yes. So if my last no ran me away and the next door was the yes, I'm going to die. So that's what keeps me going.
You know what? I'm loving this conversation, because it amazes me how a lot of times, you know, we can watch interviews all day, but what I always try to do is try to understand the artist, because I'm one of those people, I like to know who the artist is. It helps me really support their music. You know, there's a lot of people that just listen to the single, and if it's popping, then they support the artist. But when it's no longer popping, you know, they're not supporting the artist.
Yeah.
And I must say, like, I'm really impressed. I'm really impressed with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm really impressed because you have a lot of young women that are coming out, and you never know what type of mindset they're on or if they're being a puppet or whatever, but to hear that you worked on this project and you did most of the work on this project, even though you have good people working with you, but you know you have so much passion and you put so much behind this project, is amazing, and my hat goes off to you, definitely. I mean, yeah, I'm very,
thank
very
you so
impressed,
much.
And I'm definitely going to make sure people on Global 14 know, like, we got to support this woman because she's not playing. This is what it's all about, you know. Back in the 90s, that's how everybody was working. They weren't playing. You know, they were serious about the craft. Yeah, so I'm glad that we're having this discussion. You said that you were raised, both of your parents were pastors?
Yeah, my dad's the head of the church, but then you know how you have the first lady that gets up preach on every now and then, too. So that's my mama.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
that's my mama.
Well, you know, I'm not, you know, like I said, your project is very sexy to me. To me, it is. So mm-hmm. How do they feel? Have they listened to your mixtape, and how do
and
they
feel? And you
know,
it's funny because you also used another word when we started the interview. You said it was provocative. I didn't feel like it was provocative. I thought that it was sexy. But I think that, well, they did listen to the mixtape. And for me, I like to play on words a lot. So Stranger, which I think is probably the most sexiest song on an album in terms of, it's just talking about a one-night stand. I mean, to the ear, the first listen, to talking about a one-night stand. But for me, when I actually wrote the record, I wrote it in like 15 minutes. Like, I was in front of the mic, the mixtape was done, and I was like, I need like an intro. I feel like it's missing something. So I went in front of the mic, and I was like doing my little freestyle. The words came out, and it really came from a place of, this is a first introduction of me to my listener, and we're going to have this experience like you've never had it before, and you're going to fall in love, and it's going to be like we've known each other forever, but you don't know me, and it's kind of like a one-night stand, only it's going to last a lot longer than that. So that was my introduction to my stranger through my music. But,
right.
You know, to the listener, we just met each other, we're rocking, we're making love, and I kind of just made those gestures in a song, obviously, but for me, it actually meant something a little different. And my parents listened to it, and I'll never forget, I went to play it for my dad, because I'd be so excited to play my stuff for my family, and I forgot what the song was talking about, and I wanted to, like, disappear in the seat when I was playing it. I was like, oh, my God, and I didn't even turn his way. He was sitting in my passenger seat in my car, and
oh my God,
I was just quiet at the end, and he was like, you was a freak, ain't you? I was like, oh my God. I was like, Daddy, no. I'm a daddy's girl too. I was like, well, no, Daddy, that's not what I'm trying to say. He was not trying to hear this. Like, I mean, I'm not gonna talk about the song, but I'm very impressed at how much your voice has matured. You could really sing. He went there. He didn't go into the he wasn't buying it. He was just like, yeah, but nah. Whatever his thing is, whatever about God is taking you to get to where he wants you to be, I don't know, but I'm trusting in him.
I'm trusting
that he's going to see God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
gosh.
I can't even imagine.
Yes,
girl.
But they're very supportive.
And we're like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have played that song.
Yes, and then the same thing with the caddy, with the I'm So Ready song. I don't know what I'll be thinking. I just be so excited for the record, and I play
right.
it. And when I start playing it and I realize what the song is saying, I'm like, oh, my God, like, this is just, like, I want to, like, disappear in the seat right now. It's just crazy.
Right. Well, that's, you know, those are memories. Memories you can share with your family, later on down the line, your kids and everything else. So that's something that's hilarious. I can't imagine.
Yes, yes.
While
girl,
we're talking about
crazy.
Your relationship, it's crazy. While we're talking about your relationships and your family, you know, how do you manage your relationships, whether romantic, friends, or family? You know, you're working with some of the hottest artists, super producers. You know, people are watching your every move. You know, people are going to start rumors and say, you know how the media is, but how do you handle your relationships with all these people? Because I'm sure you've gained friends and lost many, and, you know, how do you handle it?
Well, I try not to. I'm one of 10 kids, so let me start there. And
okay.
We're from the same parents. I have 9 brothers and sisters, and those are my friends. You know, I have a handful of people outside of that I'm really close to, but my family, they're going to always keep it 100 with them, and it's always humbling because I could tell them, oh, you know, well, my song was on the radio today. It's like, oh, for real? You know, like, they don't really go over the top with it, and it's always... It's almost like it's never almost. I want to say they're excited now. Like most of my siblings, they're excited now. But for them, I'm just Lily. It's like, oh, shut up, you can't sing. And it's so funny because I just came over to my brother's house just now. I'm over here now, and I started singing in the house. He said, stop, because you're not gonna be over here singing all day in the house. I do not want to hear all that. And that's how they are. I thought my name was Shut Up at first because they just told me to shut up all the time. It was you sound like a frog, like you cannot sing, like, oh my God. And now they're like, yo, sis, come over here and sing this for so I'm like, for real? Y'all gonna stop hearing me. So that is very humbling. The people that I'm around, they're all, I don't keep yes men around me.
Right.
And anyone that knows me, I would never have to explain the aroma to them. They know it's a lie before it even processes to their brain. Because I feel like, you know, I'm never mad at the person that starts the aroma. It's the person that believes it, because you should know better. So, I mean, my relationships, for the most part, manage themselves. And
good.
My family
That's
misses
good.
Me a little more now because I'm very close to my parents. But,
right.
You know, Sunday is their day, and that's what it is.
You know what? This is great. I love the fact that you're in control. A lot of people are not in control. Something that I had to learn. We have so many people around you, and for me, people just started dropping off. You know, because it's like, okay, where's my attention? You know, how come you're not doing this for me or whatever? And it's just like,
oh, definitely.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why can't you be happy for me if you're really my
friend? You know
friend,
what my anthem is? I got something for you. I don't know if you up on it yet, but I'm going to just tell you right now. It's this song that Jasmine Sullivan just came out with. It's called Career. And that is my anthem right now. And Steve, they need to cut me a check because I'm all promoting Jasmine Sullivan like I know the girl. But I respect her as an artist. I respect her as an artist. And she has this song out called Career. And it's her basically telling her boyfriend that ain't no man going to come before me in my career, and it doesn't even have to be just a man. He's just not going to come between me and my career. And that's how I feel. So it's kind of like, you with me or are you not? It's,
right, you know, I'm going to check
together.
That out. Thank you for putting me on today. I'm going to check that out. I'm with you. It's been very hard and challenging at times, and then recreating, and you put in so much hard work, and it's just like, okay, so people see you, but they don't really recognize the hard work that you put into it. And it's very sometimes it hurts that people just want you to give to them, but they don't want to give to you in return. So, you know, definitely I agree with everything that you said. I'm glad that you have a big family that supports you, and it's always good to have people around you that are going to make you laugh and cry and put you in your place when you're wrong. So I'm sure your family does that.
Oh, they sure do.
Yeah.
Girl, my family is a trip. I have 6 sisters, so that should be enough said. Yeah, 6 nieces and nephews.
I know there's been a lot of
fights
over hair product and all kinds of stuff. Shoot, I know that's right.
We get it popping. Maybelline, we Maybelline it out. Yes, ma'am. And we'll be right back in love with each other.
Right. Well, once again, I want to thank you for coming by Global 14 Radio and sharing a piece of you with us. That's what you did tonight. You know, we love your music, but I wanted to know more about you, not just your music. You know, I wanted to know who you were, and I'm very glad that we got to know, you know, the ins and outs of how this project came together, and you know, how you function every day, how you think. Very, very,
right.
Like I said, very impressed, and I'm proud of you. Definitely proud of you.
Thank you. That's the best compliment that you've given me this whole conversation. To be honest with you, you know, I'm really humble when it comes down to like people, you know, complimenting the music.
Right.
But when someone tells you they're proud of you, like that's what I want people to look at me as and be proud of what I'm trying to do right now. You know, I went to FAMU, I went to a historical black college, and I graduated,
right.
And I really want my message to people to be that you can do both. You can do music and you can, you know, pursue your dreams and your passion and still get an education.
Right.
And I want them to look at me and be like, yo, I'm proud of her. I want the people I went to school with that saw me on all those stages be like, yo, when they write me on Facebook and they're like, oh, my God, you're really doing this, that's
right.
That goes way further with me than, oh, girl, you can sing. Like, everybody can sing, but everybody can't make someone proud. And I really
right.
appreciate
well,
that from you. I'm proud of you, too, girl. I'm proud of you,
well,
too.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's what I do. When I created this show, I look at what everyone else is doing. And I look at and I think about what I want to hear, and I want to know the artist, and that's what's important
mm-hmm.
to me. Some people want me to get into drama and all the other stuff, but I can't even fake that. Not even on a bad day.
Yeah.
I can never fake trying to, you know, trying to ask you something that I saw on the blog. I don't really read blogs. I just get into who you are. I listen to everything. You know, I listen to your whole mixtape. I listened to it before you even came on the show, but that's what we're supposed to do if, you know, you're doing me a favor. You know what I'm saying? So why wouldn't I listen to your project? You know, not just the single that's on the radio. I listen to your project. So once again, thank you. I don't know what else to say. I can't wait to repost this interview because I think a lot of people probably didn't know that you did a lot on this project.
Thank you. What's your favorite song on the project, if you don't mind me asking?
Okay. My favorite song is All Night Love with Rico Love.
Okay.
I love it. That's my
good
jam.
Girl.
Look, and I didn't even hesitate. See, you was testing me.
Yeah.
I didn't even hesitate. I told you straight up.
Still.
All Night Love is my jam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rico wrote on that one, too, as well. That one and Love You Right. So that's what's up.
I love your project. Like I said, the way that it starts out grabs you, you know, like you said. Mm-hmm. And you took the time and you put it together, and it was put together right. So, like I said, 90s, if that's what you were trying to capture, you did it. You definitely
right.
did it. So what do you have before we go? Tell us where
mm-hmm.
everyone can find you, and also what do you have coming up next?
Well, they can find me on Twitter. I'm heavy on my Twitter. It's at probably not as heavy as I should be, but I'm on there. It's me. And it's at Cherlise101, Cherlise 101. My Facebook is Cherlise Music. The Division One website, division1.com. I'm on there under my profile. And what do I have coming up? I'm going to All Star Weekend. I have I think one or two shows there and a party. I have a lot coming up. I just don't really know the itinerary because I'm, like, the worst at it. But I'm definitely doing the promo for Ground Zero. We just left Baltimore, D.C., and New York. So hopefully we'll be in Atlanta very soon because I can't wait to hit Atlanta because they have a very deep appreciation for the kind of music that I make. So, Atlanta, Philly. Yep.
Well, that's good. Well, we'll stay on top of what you got going on. We're following you, so we'll definitely continue to support everything that you got going on. You're also page on Global 14 is at Charlize. So definitely you'll have some fans hitting you up on there as well. But once again, thank you so much for joining. Pretty soon, hopefully, we can get you back on the show. I know you have some music coming. I know you have a lot more music coming out this year, so we're definitely going to be hitting you up again and having you come back.
I would love to. I love your energy. I love, you know, it's crazy that you actually asked me more about my personal life than, you know, the music, and but it was a healthy balance because one has so much to do with the other. So I really appreciate
that. Oh, trust me.
Okay.
I'm not playing around. I didn't, you know, I definitely made sure I did my homework. So, and I thought about everything that I was going to ask you, and that's what it's all about. We need to, like Lauryn Hill said when she was talking about Whitney Houston's death, we need to appreciate our artists, and that's what I'm all about.
Here.
So.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much. You nailed it. Thank you so much. May you stay
blessed. Thanks, Shirley. All right. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
I wish you the best.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Once again, lifers, that was Shirley. That was a great interview. We definitely love when we have humble artists come on the show and talk about their life and how things came about. And a lot of times we don't hear about this on other, you know, outlets and blogs, but we got some good information tonight. And like I said, hit Charlize up on Global 14 at Charlize, C-H-E-R-L-I-S-E. And if you want to talk to her, hit her up on her Twitter as well, C-H-E-R-L-I-S-E-101. All right? Well, right now what we're going to do is go into a quick commercial break. And then following that, we're going to get into the pump it or dump it of the night.
It's like a movie. You can be the star, 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 star.
Yeah. Ooh. I think this one's for the radio.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Lifer. This is your girl, Crush. If you missed this wonderful, this wonderful interview with Charlize, I don't even know what to say because I'm still thinking about everything that we talked about on this interview, but Charlize is definitely someone to watch, and let's make sure that we continue to support her on her journey as being probably one of the greatest artists that's coming out right now because she has so much passion behind it, and how can you not love an artist that loves, you know, what they do every day and how much they put behind it? So let's just make sure that we continue to support Charlize on her journey and support her music. Pick up that Ground Zero. It's hot. It's dope. well, let's go ahead and get into the Pump It or Dump It of the night. The Pump It or Dump It of the night goes to Fly Guy, and his song is called Never Change. And for those of you that don't know, that the Pump It or Dump It group is a group on Global14.com where people post their music, and we all pretty much give feedback. It's a great group. If you need to know whether you need to remix your song, finish mixing it or whatever, you know, I'm not really a music person when it comes to engineering and stuff, but there are people in the Pump It or Dump It group that will tell you how they feel, and a lot of it is constructive criticism, so it's not a bad thing, but post your music in there. You never know who's listening. JD goes in there, and he listens to music all the time. So, you know, it's an opportunity of a lifetime, really, if you think about it. You know, you have an award-winning producer and writer that is going into this group on Global14.com and could possibly be listening to your music. So, once again, join Global14.com. If you have music that you would like to share, join the Pump It or Dump It group and share it with us. Right now, let's get into the Pump It or Dump It song of the night by Fly Guy. Once again, thanks everyone for continuing to support Global 14 Radio. We have so many things planned. For those of you that saw my interview in the magazine, and it's posted on Global14.com, if you saw the interview, you saw me talk about us going to filming the show. We will be filming the show. All right? This is what it's all about. We haven't even been on maybe 7 months, but I'm pushing forward to make sure that we're gonna continue to excel and do what we need to do to make Global 14 Radio where it needs to be, all right? Once again, much love, lifers. Love everyone that continues to support. I'm a lifer for life. Good night.
Ricky Thaddeus on the beat.
Boy, I'm never tripping. I got liquor in my system. It's like every day is Christmas, and I swear I'm never slipping. I will never change.
I will never change.
I got money in the bank, but never doing my thing. Boy, I'm never tripping. I got liquor in my system. It's like every day is Christmas, and I swear I'm never slipping. I will never change.
I will never change.
I got money in the bank, but never doing my thing.
Maserati just waiting for someone like me to whip. That $100 million just waiting on me to spend it. These broke niggas will be just begging for me to lend it. No office, but I don't fuck with broke niggas, no point intended. Now I'm riding in the sexy silver thing, them windows tinted. To be as fly as I, you probably need my incentive. 8 years away from perfect, that's why I have repented. When haters watching you closely, boy, you should be real attentive. I burn their ass with the heater, like the soul of a sinner. Send a couple off in his mind, give them shit to remember. This liquor in my cup got me feeling in touch with me, and for me to fuck up, it's what the world would love to see. I can't give them the satisfaction. If I fall off, I get right back up and spend a round smoother than Michael Jackson. Ha. Rest in peace to the greatest entertainer, man. And I vow to my fans that know I will never change.
Boy, I'm never tripping. I got liquor in my system. It's like every day is Christmas, and I swear I'm never slipping. I will never change.
I will never change.
I got money in the bank, but never doing my thing. Boy, I'm never tripping. I got liquor.
sugar in my system. It's like every day is Christmas, and I swear I'm never slipping. I will never change.
I will never change.
I got money in the bank, forever doing my thing. Woo!
Yeah. It's Fly Guy, baby. I feel as though my purpose is to give the people something to ride to, you know? Some Christian Louboutins just waiting on me to wear them. My secrets to success, they waiting on me to share them. Got 380s for these pussies trying to test me, boy, I dare them. They just glorified rats. I'm just calling them ferrets. My watch is white as a rabbit, so I'm just feeding the carrots. My flow ain't in the thesaurus. I'm sorry you can't compare it. Listen and pay attention, boy, you just might get the message. A lyrical cornerback is your cash, I will intercept it. I ain't asking for shit. Your respect, I'm demanding. I'm thinking what I deserve, and you wait for shit to get handed. Granted, I'm blessed, but I don't ever take nothing for granted. I'm fly as feathers, don't ever anticipate on me landing. Woo! Boy, I'm never tripping. I got liquor in my system. It's like every day is Christmas, and I swear I'm never slipping. I will never change.
I will never change.
I got money in the bank. Forever doing my thing. Boy, I'm never tripping. I got liquor in my system. It's like every day is Christmas, and I swear I'm never slipping. I will never change.
I will never change.
I got money in the bank. Forever doing my thing.
Yeah. I thank the Lord for blessing me with the talent to be able to rhyme and allowing me to know that this rap game is mine. I feel as though my talent is limitless. And I'm Fly Guy, baby. I'm so flawless. Let it ride out. Yeah, let it ride out.
So deaf.